Site 6. At this intersection of Batterman and Saunders Road, pull off on the gravel turnout alongside Saunders and park. This site is one of the most geologically comprehensive sites on the tour. Looking out across the valley to the left, beyond where the Columbia River cuts through the gap, in the distance you will note the faceted ridges of where Moses Coulee discharges into the river. See Site 8 on the reverse side of the map for a closer view. The tremendous discharges from this coulee deposited massive amounts of sands, gravels, and rock completely across the basin in that area. The accumulations of these deposits are known as the Moses Coulee Bar. The Alcoa aluminum plant, which you see across the river, is built upon a portion of this bar, which had been propelled upstream by the force of the floods coming out of the coulee. The blockage of the Columbia River by this bar to over 900-foot elevation played a major role in what followed at this site. The river flow was limited due to the blockage upstream by the Okanagan lobe of the continental ice sheet. Even so, enough water flowed in to form a lake behind the bar, which had acted like a dam, filling the lake up to a 900-foot elevation. This lake is known as Glacial Lake Wenatchee and remained in the valley for at least 1,000 years and quite possibly longer. During that time, the hydrostatic pressure of the water had the opportunity to saturate and seep into the sidewalls of the banks, particularly on the west or right bank. That's the far side from where you are standing. As the lake level fluctuated from time to time, layers of lake bed sediment accumulated on the bottom of the lake. Most have been washed out by the floods, but behind you on the other side of Saunders Road, in the cut of the bank, you can clearly distinguish some of these remaining layers, known as rhythmites. Also at Site 6 on the reverse side of the map is another exposure of these same rhythmites further downstream towards the bar. Finally, when the Okanagan lobe of the continental ice sheet retreated sufficiently, floods again poured down the Columbia River channel. Encountering the bar at the end of Glacial Lake Wenatchee, the flood crested the bar and washed it out, releasing the waters of the lake. The release of the water reduced the hydrostatic pressure, which had accumulated in the sidewall banks of the lake. As the water rushed out from within the stratum, the material on the west bank, it destabilized the hillside, resulting in an area of over 9 square miles, collapsing down and out and into the river, blocking the flow. At that time, the east or left bank upon which you are now standing extended out towards the river, similar to what you see further upstream to your right. The slide, which today is known as the Malaga Slide, slammed into that bank, completely blocking the river. The river, now flowing full and blocked by the slide, sought to establish an alternate channel around the slide and began cutting into this east or left side bank. The results you see today are the river-excavated Rock Island town site, encircled by the ponds, which was the ancient riverbed. The result was vast amounts of river-washed gravels and sands deposited into this Rock Island basin and now being excavated from the ponds directly in front of this site. Later floods removed much of the obstruction of the Malaga Slide Dam from the river channel, leaving the large Grand Ronde basalt boulders of the slide, which you see in and along the bank of the river today. It was during the same period of time that enormous blocks of 15-million-year-old Grand Ronde basalt broke loose and collapsed down off of Jump Off Ridge, directly across the river from where you are standing, and just to the left of and above the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad Bridge. Some of these blocks are over a mile in length and slid down intact, one upon another, without breaking apart. The far approach to the railroad bridge is made up of one of these blocks, used as the roadbed for the tracks.
This concludes your tour of Site 6. Please continue to Site 7.